Welcome to this beginner lesson on bassline offset approach for deep jungle atmosphere in Ableton Live 12. Today we're going to build a bassline that feels alive, tense, and properly in the pocket. Not stiff, not overly clean. We want that classic underground push and pull that makes jungle and deep drum and bass feel so powerful. The big idea here is simple. Instead of placing every bass note exactly on the grid, we're going to move some notes slightly ahead or slightly behind the beat. Just a tiny bit. That little shift creates groove, weight, and movement. And in drum and bass, especially deep jungle styles, that relationship between the drums and the bass is everything. Before we start, set your tempo somewhere around 172 BPM. That's a really solid starting point for the sound. Then load in a basic drum pattern. You can use a breakbeat loop, or program your own kick and snare pattern with some shuffled hats or chopped break hits around it. Keep it simple at first. Kick on the downbeat, snare on 2 and 4. Leave space for the break to breathe. And one important mixing habit right from the start. Don't make everything huge yet. Keep some headroom on the master, so you can actually hear how the bass and drums are interacting. If the track is already hitting too hard, you won't be able to make smart decisions later. Now let's build the sub bass. Create a new MIDI track and load operator. Operator is perfect for this because it keeps things straightforward. Start with a sine wave. That gives you a pure, clean sub tone with no extra fizz or unnecessary harmonics. For this part, boring is good. Seriously, the sub should be stable, simple, and reliable. Shape the amp envelope so the note starts quickly and stops cleanly. You want a short, controlled release, maybe around 50 to 120 milliseconds depending on how connected you want the notes to feel. If the release is too long, the low end starts to blur together. And in jungle, that blur can kill the punch of the breakbeat. Now write just a few notes. You do not need a busy bass line here. In fact, the sub usually works best when it stays minimal. Think in terms of support, not constant motion. Maybe a root note on the first beat, a short passing note later in the bar, another support note on beat 3, and maybe a little pickup into the next bar. The reason this works is because the sub is the foundation. If it's too active, it starts fighting the kick and snare. If it's restrained, it gives the whole groove weight without choking the drums. Once the sub is in place, we're going to create the offset rhythm with a mid-bass layer. Add a second MIDI track and load something like wave-eatable, operator, or analog. This layer is where the character lives. It can be a simple restyle sound, a filtered saw, or a slightly detuned bass patch. Keep it separate from the sub so you can mix each part properly. This is where the offset approach comes in. Instead of making the mid-bass land exactly on every drum hit, start shifting some notes around the beat. Put some notes just after the snare. Put others slightly before the kick. Leave little pockets of space where the break can speak. And I want to stress something important here. We are talking about tiny moves, not big obvious timing errors. We're not dragging notes wildly off-grid. We're nudging them enough to create a feeling. Often just a few milliseconds changes the whole mood. If a note feels late by itself, that does not automatically mean it's wrong. Judge it in context with the snare, the kick, and the break. In this style, context is everything. A really strong jungle style move is to let the bass answer the snare. So the snare hits, and then the bass comes in just after it, like it's replying. That creates a deep, heavy feel. Then on the next hit, maybe the bass arrives slightly early before the kick, which creates a little forward pull. That push-pull contrast is what makes the groove feel unstable in a good way. If you want, you can also alternate early and late hits. One note a touch ahead, the next note a touch behind. That contrast can make the bassline feel more human and more dangerous. Now let's talk about groove. Ableton's groove pool can help here, but use it lightly. We want swing, not chaos. Try a subtle groove amount, maybe around 10 to 25%, and listen carefully. If the bass starts clashing with the breakbeat, back it off. You usually only need a little bit of groove to bring the pattern to life. And a useful tip, apply groove to the mid-bass first, not the sub. In a lot of drum and bass mixes, the sub stays locked and stable while the mid-bass gets the movement and human feel. Next, let's shape the sound with automation. Add auto filter to the mid-bass and automate the cutoff over the phrase. This is a great way to make the atmosphere feel deeper and more controlled. Keep the low-pass filter fairly dark for the moody sections, maybe somewhere in the 200 to 800 Hz range depending on the sound, then open it a little when you want more energy. Don't overdo the resonance. A little is fine, but too much and the bass starts to whistle or feel cheap. We want dark and controlled, not squeaky. You can also automate the bass volume slightly. For example, reduce it a little during busier drum moments, then raise it during gaps where the groove has room to breathe. This is a really underrated mixing move. Sometimes the best way to make a bass line feel bigger is to get out of its own way. Let's tighten up the low end now. Put EQ8 on the sub and mid bass separately. On the sub, keep it clean and focused. If there's any unnecessary high end, gently remove it, but don't overcut the low frequencies. The whole point of the sub is to carry weight. On the mid bass, high pass it around 80 to 120 Hz so it doesn't compete with the sub. That separation is crucial. If the mid bass is sitting too low, it will just muddy the mix and blur the kick. Also watch for harsh areas, especially in the 2 to 5 kHz range if the sound is poking out too much. The goal is clarity, not aggression for its own sake. Now add utility to the sub bass and set the width to 0% if needed. In other words, keep the sub mono. That is very important in drum and bass. Low end should be solid and centered so it translates on club systems, headphones, and smaller speakers. At this point, ask yourself a few mixing questions. Can I feel the sub without it taking over? Can I hear the mid bass clearly without masking the snare? Does the kick still punch through? If the answer to any of those is no, adjust the balance before moving on. Now let's add sidechain compression. Put compressor on the bass bus and sidechain it from the kick, or from the full drum group, if that feels more natural for your loop. You want the bass to step back just enough when the kick hits. Not huge EDM style pumping unless that's your goal. For deep jungle, it should be subtle and musical. A good starting point is a ratio between 2 to 4 to 1, a quick attack, and a release somewhere around 50 to 120 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until the bass docks just enough to make room. If your breakbeat is busy, you might not need heavy sidechain at all. Sometimes a little volume automation does the job better. The point is to keep the low end breathing while preserving the energy of the drums. Now group your sub and mid bass together on a bass group. On that group, use gentle processing. Maybe a final EQ8, a little saturator, a bit of compression if needed, and utility for one last mono check. Saturator is especially useful here, because it adds harmonics. That helps the bass translate better on speakers that can't fully reproduce the sub. Keep it subtle. If the distortion becomes obvious, you've probably gone too far for the first version. A little drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB, is often enough. This is one of those places where less is more. In darker drum and bass, clarity often comes from control, not from piling on more and more effects. Now check the mix in mono. This is a huge habit to build early. Flip to mono and listen. Does the bass disappear? Does the kick still punch? Is the snare getting buried? Is the break turning muddy around 150 to 400 Hz? These checks matter a lot, because a bass line that sounds huge in stereo can fall apart fast if the low end isn't solid. If the mix starts getting messy, don't panic. Lower the mid bass a little. Shorten some note lengths. Reduce saturation. Tighten the EQ on the break. Usually one or two small changes will fix a lot. Now let's think about arrangement. A bass line offset approach becomes much more effective when you use it musically across a phrase, not just as a loop. So try this kind of structure: an intro with filtered drums and a hint of sub atmosphere, then a drop with a minimal offset bass pattern, then after a few bars introduce one extra bass response note or a small drum fill. You can also try a half bar dropout before the bass comes back in. That moment of silence can hit hard in jungle. It makes the re-entry feel bigger. A really useful arrangement trick is to let the drums lead the bass. If the break gets busier, simplify the bass. If the drums open up, you can let the bass become a little more active. That call and response relationship keeps the track feeling alive instead of looped. Here's a quick beginner practice challenge. Set the project to 172 BPM. Program a basic kick and snare pattern. Build a sine wave sub and operator with just 3 or 4 notes. Add a mid bass layer in wave eatable or analog. Then write one version, where the bass lands mostly after the snare, and another where the bass lands mostly before the kick. Keep the drums exactly the same in both versions. Use the same processing. Listen in mono. Ask yourself which version feels heavier, which feels more relaxed, which feels more urgent, and which is easier to mix. Then, after that, make one more pass and only change note lengths and micro timing. Don't add new notes. Just refine the groove. That exercise will teach you something really important. Tiny timing moves can change the entire vibe of the track without changing the sound design at all. So to recap, the bass line offset approach is about moving bass notes slightly around the grid to create tension, groove, and jungle style movement. Keep the sub simple, mono, and controlled. Let the mid bass carry the character and rhythmic push-pull. Use Ableton stock tools like Operator, Wave Eatable, Auto Filter, EQ8, saturator, compressor, and utility. And always remember that in drum and bass, the wind comes from space, balance, and impact. If the drums stay sharp and the bass stays heavy, the groove will breathe. And when that offset relationship locks in, that's when the track starts feeling dangerous. Nice work.